Hey everybody, I'm Gabe.
And I'm Cabby, and this week on Review Crew, we will be reviewing Elemental. Coming up next.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Elemental is Pixar's newest film, and it's all about a girl who's made of fire and a boy who's made of water, and their crazy journey to find love in a world full of lots of elements. Cabby, Elemental, let's start with the biggest con, in that it's very derivative of many other Pixar films. If you feel like you've seen this movie before, you kind of have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Zootopia, and you could argue that Zootopia does this theme better. What's your kind of take on that? Does this movie feel fresh to you?
I think the certain parts of it might feel fresh, but the overall story and everything feels like a lot of the same. I remember watching the movie. It was kind of like I was able to pick out different parts of like other movies I've seen. Like you've mentioned Zootopia. I mean, there's this big city in the middle that everyone comes. It's a utopia in a sense. And it's like all the elements coming together. I mean, it's something we've seen before. The story itself also kind of is a little bit of the same, where it's like two people from two different groups, not usually seen as people that would, you know, fall in love with each other, but they do. And then it's sort of their journey trying to navigate all the issues that, you know, stop them from being together. We've seen that before as well. I mean, but there are certain things, like animation-wise, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Animated, and there were fun characters there that you may have not seen in other Pixar movies. But yes, I do agree that there was a lot of the same.
Yeah, I think one of the things that this movie did to freshen it up a little bit was that, for example, the fire people in this movie were highly symbolic of East Asian nations. And it tells a lot of that story of intergenerational trauma and how, like, the immigration process affected people and it affected their children, which is something different that was a really heavy theme for this movie to explore. I remember, you know, saw this movie with my girlfriend, and there was a bunch of kids, and I was like, oh, this movie's talking about some things that, like, as a kid, I don't know if I'd be able to grapple with those themes.
Yeah.
So I did think it was pretty powerful, but yeah, some of the narrative structure does feel kind of rote. People saying, like, that they've seen this before, I don't blame them for that. But the animation, as you said, was incredible. Starting with the Water Nation, the fluid dynamics, the simulations they made, it's genuinely incredible how you have these people who are made of water, so there's a sense of movement every time they're on screen, but you're still able to convey emotion with them. It's fantastic. Then you've got, like, the fire people who, for example, like, when they step on certain crystals, like, the flames change color, stuff like that. What is your favorite parts of the animation in this?
I mean, again, I mean, you were talking about just how it's, like, all very fluid in one another. Oh, my God. And each element has their own, like specific thing to them, you know? Like, the Air Nation or whatever, like, those people, they're very, like, free flow. I mean, they're, like, very flowy with their movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Water is the same thing. Fire, they're a little more, you know, there. We don't get to see much of, like, the Earth or Air Nation of, like, those people, but you know, you kind of get, like, everyone is individual in their own aspect, and I thought that was beautiful. I mean, the animation itself is just so nice to watch. I mean, it's so very pleasing to the eye. I thought even the, like, details and the glass that they made, the tempered glass and everything, like, it's very beautiful to see. That's just sort of my take on that whole thing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of really good animated pictures this year, like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, you and I, fantastic.
Love that movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. It drove me crazy. I loved it.
Yeah.
The Boy and the Heron, which I've seen, I don't know if you've seen yet, Hayao Miyazaki's, it's fantastic. So in a year where we had stellar animated features, I think in another year, this movie would be like the shoo-in to win at the Oscars, just how well this movie is made. I don't think this one really has a chance. And that kind of sucks because, yeah, there are some things you should really see this movie for. There's an entire sequence that is set in essentially a football stadium for wind people. And we keep saying, like, Wind Nation and stuff. This is not an Avatar The Last Airbender situation.
No.
Although this movie would be so much cooler if it was. but there is, like, a moment where the water people in the wind football stadium, again, not a phrase I ever thought I would say, do the wave, right? And the sense of movement that comes from it, I know that was somebody's job for like a full year. So I'm gonna say, like, there's a lot of stuff that happened in this movie that's very obviously made with love. Mm-hmm. And even though, like I said, I don't think it's gonna get that much credit at the Academy Awards review crew, we'll give it that credit.
Oh yeah, I think, you know, and it goes beyond just the movie itself. It's just, you know, this summer with cartoon movies in general, it was stacked.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I mean, if you look at Pixar and how they just like poorly marketed this movie, like, there's not a lot of people you could say like would have known that this movie came out. And it's just, it's a shame because it is a good movie. Like, it's not bad in any means. Is it, do they have a lot of like heavy topics that you will like, you know, intake when you watch it? Yes. But it's a great movie nonetheless. It's just unfortunate because there was a lack of marketing that came from Pixar, and like, this is a movie that should have been marketed a lot better.
Yeah, I think one of those issues with the failure to market is the fact that there's no real stars in this movie. Mm-hmm. You've got Mamadou Athy as our main water guy, Wade Ripple,
yeah.
Which is like the most professional wrestling sign of him. And then who plays the fire girl? Do you remember? Leah Lewis,
yeah.
Yeah, so none of them, like, I knew Mamadou Athy from Jurassic World Dominion. Mm-hmm. That was my familiarity with those two people. They did a fantastic job. Wade Ripple is like this sensitive, emotional guy. He's always watering up, crying. Mm-hmm. Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And then Leia Lewis is, she's this fiery, angry woman who's on this quest to just like find herself. Mm-hmm. And so they both do a fantastic job, but those aren't the most marketable names. And, you know, Disney relies on that. Hey, The Lion King remake, we got Beyonce as Nala.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Jungle Book remake, Bill Murray is a big bear. And, like, mm-hmm. you may not like the movie, but you're going to go see Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
There were no real stars in this one to draw people in. Honestly, the thing that got the most promotion from this movie was Law's song, Steal the Show.
Mm-hmm.
The music in this movie, I want to ask you. You've got Thomas Newman doing the score, and he worked with Toy Story. The man knows how to score an animated movie, right? What do you think of the music in this?
I think overall it was pretty good. It definitely mixed with the emotions of the movie when it was like supposed to be a little somber and it was like explorative, like there was that. But like, to go back and pick a song that I thought stuck out, like, I can't really do that.
Yes,
like,
there's
not anything that really stuck out for me. It was more, I was so focused on everything else that the music was just there. It worked well with everything, but there was not like, oh, this song was like, this is what I'm going to listen to again, or like, this is what really stuck out for me.
Yeah, the theoretical idea behind the score is really good, because there's the song for Ember, she's the fire girl, she mm-hmm. has her motif, and then there's the song for Wade, he has his motif. And so when they come together, they play both of them at the same time. Hypothetically, that should be a gorgeous idea. The issue is, they don't mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And like, not in like an intentional way, they just don't mesh sonically. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is it just fades into the background. One of the, like, beautiful, like, the thing they'll play at the Academy, for the real for this, is they're both in a bubble, and they're going through, like, what is essentially a sewer to look at a Vivisteria flower.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeously animated movie, and it, because it's, like, that moment of exploration, it's supposed to mainly just be scored. Can you tell me at all what the music sounded like in it?
Nope. I mean, other than,
no, you
like,
cannot.
It probably being, like, you know, like, calming.
Exactly.
That's like what I would think the music is.
Exactly. And that's the issue, where like there are just some issues with this movie where it just felt rushed.
Yeah.
And like, I had fun with the movie. I thought it was beautiful. And it's one that, like, here's the thing. I am not gonna like be upset to rewatch this. When I do my Pixar rewatchables every year, this is not gonna be The Good Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know. This movie just, it felt like Disney was like, hey, you know, we gotta get something out soon. Speaking of getting out soon, Cabby, just like the water people in this movie, we gotta wave goodbye. But before we do that, we gotta give our scores 1 out of 10. So what are you gonna give Pixar's Elemental?
I think I'm gonna have to give it a solid, like, 7 out of 10.
There you go.
Because I think it was a great movie. There were things that they missed that could have probably been better. And again, just the overall con of it being, like, something you have seen before and wasn't completely fresh. But that's not to knock that, you know, the topics they talked about were very interesting. And it was something that really did keep me in, because there was a lot of it that I was like, I have, like, seen this in the real world. And it was very interesting to see them incorporate that in a movie. But, yeah, I mean, I think it was a good movie. It could have been a little great. What about your score?
Yeah, I'm also going to give it a 7 out of 10. And the big reason for that is the predictability behind it. Friend of the Review Crew show, Tim Rose, he and I texted, you could have called this movie Waveside Story, because is it just a retelling of Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
With elements. This movie really attempted to tackle some very controversial and very important themes, but because they rushed out the movie, those themes didn't get the deep discussion that they deserve. Yeah. Overall, though, I enjoyed this movie. It's one that I'm definitely going to rewatch, but it didn't steal the show, like Lov said in the song. Thank you guys all so much for watching. We'll see you next time.